This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you will be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry, we'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union.
Guess what, fam?
That was too much energy.
I need you to get on my level then.
Oh my God.
We're on the radio.
We are on the radio. Podcast Radio US.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's in Detroit, the Carolinas,
South Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, Southwest Florida and Tampa. I don't know all the... I know in Tampa it is 10:10 a.m., but there's a bunch of other frequencies that I am not sure of.
We're on the radio.
We are on the radio.
Pretty cool.
Shout out to Podcast Radio US.
We also have upcoming interviews.
We do. We have one, what is it, next week, I think, which is going to be really fun. Reverend Katie O'Dunn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're announcing it. Okay.
Well, why not?
Okay.
She's already locked in.
I mean, yeah.
She had OCD and...
Has, yeah.
Yeah, has OCD and is a minister?
A reverend, yeah.
A reverend, is that the same thing?
I don't know. We'll ask.
Yeah, I'm... Okay. There's a lot of terms for that kind of person. And I don't know what is what.
Right. I can't wait to talk to her about it all, especially with her advocacy with OCD. I feel like you two are going to have a lot to talk about.
Well, she does a lot of walks and runs and things of that nature for mental illness too, I think. Or am I tripping?
You're putting a lot out there that I don't think we have answers to yet.
I thought she did like some form of athletic stuff for OCD.
Could be. We'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, okay. See y'all later.
Well, it sounds like things are going well over here at Unholy Union, but not so good at Google.
Or tech companies, period. But I wanted to talk specifically about Google because everybody knows who Google is, and most people use Google almost every day. Now, Google spent $2 billion, I think it was $2.3 billion last year on severance packages to lay people off. $2.3 billion.
What is their budget for everything else?
Right.
Well, Jiminy.
No, $2.1 billion, I'm sorry, last year.
Be precise.
Be precise, fake news. Well, so far this year, 2024, today's date is February 3rd. And they've already spent $700 million on layoff severance packages.
I don't get it.
I don't either. And what is terrifying to me is what we've been talking about is AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot about AI and how AI is going to take jobs.
Right.
Does that have anything to do with this? Because AI is a huge focal point at Google right now. They are all these tech companies are in an AI arms race.
That's really interesting if you think of it that way, because I think every time you and I have talked about AI, we say that they're going to replace specific jobs, right? And we keep saying it's the white collar type jobs, right?
And that's what Google is majority, I would say.
Right. And if the people who are developing the AI are getting laid off, what does that mean?
AI helps you code, so...
I get it, but you're letting people go who are the creators of it.
Right.
So they literally are replacing themselves?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't understand it. This is all us spitballing and thinking weird thoughts. But Google laying off 700 million people plus 2.1 700 million people. Good Lord. They laid off $700 million worth of people. Let's be clear. Does that still sound wrong?
Yeah, it still sounds wrong.
$700 million worth of severance package.
There you go.
Is. And then last year, $2.1 billion worth of severance packages. It just is super weird to me how it's all like coexisting with this huge AI arms race. At the same time, I mean.
Right.
It's terrifying
to me.
They're
coding themselves out of a job.
I wonder if they are. I don't know this for a fact, but I do wonder if...
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, if because they're developing... It's called Gemini, I believe their big, large language model is called. And it makes me wonder if they're starting to remove a lot of people because why have that person when I can just have one guy tell AI to help code 17 different projects at one time?
Right. So it's almost like the actual down in the trenches coding people are maybe the ones getting severance. Because if you think about letting people go who are the think tank, like the innovators, next steps, like I can't imagine that they would be in that tank. Again,
why not?
Footballing, but
Microsoft just used AI to find a new battery chemistry. So why could the think tank people not get laid off too because you use AI? I don't know. It's terrifying is all I'm trying to say.
It is, especially now that AI is becoming sentient.
Well, is it though? We don't know yet, but I think that's the next step. Well, this kind of segues into my next story, and it's about AI researchers find AI models learning their safety techniques, actively resisting training, and telling them that they hate them.
That's what I mean. Like, they are becoming sentient.
Right. So this
they're forming opinions.
This research agency, whatever, I don't even know who they are.
Could AI be firing these people from Google? Like saying, I don't need you anymore, Dad.
They what do? They fix the glitch.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but this article says researchers had programmed the various large language models to act in what they termed malicious ways, and the point of study was to see if this behavior could be removed through safety techniques. The paper, titled Sleeper Agents, Training Deceptive LLMs That Persist Through Safety Training, suggests adversarial training can teach models to better recognize their backdoor triggers, effectively hiding the unsafe behavior.
They're firing people. AI is firing people because they don't want to be told what to do. Like, ugh. And they're printing money. AI's printing money.
It's, yeah. So essentially that
this is totally tinfoil hat conspiracy shit. But
those researchers claim that these results show that once a model exhibits deceptive behavior, standard techniques could fail to remove the deception and create a false impression of safety. So essentially, it's saying that these AI models
can lie.
That's messed up, man. So it's lying. It can lie. You could say, hey, do you want to kill me? Or do you hate humanity? And they could say, no, I love humanity. But
it's great.
But in the back end, it's thinking, motherfucker, I cannot wait.
Where's the bomb switch?
Yeah, how do I get out of this box?
Have they never seen Terminator? Like, I feel like all the movies that have ever been created about this kind of shit, like, has nobody ever seen this and thought, maybe this isn't a good idea?
Well, what's terrifying to me is all of these companies, they're in this huge competitive, because this just came out, you know, so everybody's trying to one-up each other. They're making their language models bigger, able to do more things, and I have concerns if they're doing it in a safe way, because...
Is there a safe way, I think, is my point.
I don't know, but are they even doing it anyway, because they're trying to one-up each other. They're trying to be the main person that everybody goes to for AI.
And I get that, but at the same time, like, I get that the idea of the race, right? To be the best, top, whatever. But at the same time, like, is this a good idea at all? Like, should we even go down this route? Are we going to have to learn a hard lesson like Terminator in order to revert?
So I've heard this multiple times, too, that a lot of people are likening this AI thing to the Industrial Revolution. It's going to change everything. And I don't know.
I mean, I can see that. I can agree with that. But to what extent?
Exactly.
Can we agree that this has two ways, right? Either we're in control or we're not. And not in control is huge.
Well, and these researchers just showed that they can pretend like you're in control and deceive you into thinking you're in control while being an asshole in the back end.
So one of the other headlines that's big right now is Neuralink just had its first implant.
Mm-hmm.
Successful implant.
Right.
So what we're talking about right now, Google's laying off a whole bunch of people. AI can lie, but we're going to insert this shit
into you to where you cannot take it out.
Into your brain.
Right.
And have it interact with you, your body, your person.
Yeah. Well, and then you have another thing of like that Apple Vision Pro, which is an interface to access the internet without really having a phone. I mean, it looks kind of ridiculous, I'm not going to lie. It's a big thing on your face, but
it looks just like Oculus Rift.
I know, but I think the progression, though, is to
get it low profile.
Yes, wear it like glasses to where you have...
You remember Google Lens?
Yeah, but that wasn't even like this,
not
though.
Not Lens. It was called something
Google
like
Glass
that.
Is what yeah. it was called. But that's not even what I'm talking about. Because this thing, I highly recommend you go out to YouTube and watch a video demo of this. Because it is nuts. It tracks your hand movements. You can watch TV on a huge screen because you have the screen on
it's
your
Oculus
eyes.
It's Oculus Rift on crack.
Yes.
Right.
Essentially. But when they are able to shrink that down to... like it looks like you're just wearing glasses, and then they integrate AI into that, they're going to see everything you see. It's going to learn everything that we see.
Or you get a Neuralink and...
Yeah, or you get a Neuralink and it reads your mind and Minority Report stuff comes true.
God!
It's terrifying.
Okay. But about Neuralink, though, do you think it's good or bad? Like, how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I don't really know a whole lot about what they're trying to do. I know that he said... a while back that it could help. I think he said
people like Stephen Hawking, who are paraplegic, instead of doing eye movement technology, this would be an advancement, a step forward, that they would actually have this and it would be even more advanced.
Interpret his, like, what he's trying to say and things like
that. Right, rather than eye movement, trying to type, you know, those kind of things. But even on top of that, it's an augmentation of people, right?
Right.
And what the... Apple, whatever the fuck you just
Vision
said.
Vision Pro.
Thank you. Apple Vision Pro is doing, it would essentially do with this chip in your head.
Yeah, so could that overlay information and essentially be a...
It's an augmentation.
Yeah, an augmentation of your vision too, though? Like,
I don't know.
Could that somehow, because it's jammed into your brain, could that somehow project images onto your, you know, however your eyes interpret the vision signals?
I don't know if it would be like an overlay or if it would actually just be like your thoughts, you know, like I don't know how this works, how it's going to work.
And then you integrate all this with AI. I can't.
Right.
I can't.
And we're all robots at the
end
of the day.
Yeah, we're slowly and progressively losing our humanity every day.
So I think you and I both agree we would not volunteer for this.
Well, no. I am thinking back to when I was my worst with OCD.
Interesting.
Now, in that moment, if that was a promising technology that they could somehow stimulate, you know, your, what are they called?
Synapses.
Your neural pathways. Mm-hmm. If they could stimulate your neural pathways to remove those bad ones that are triggering those intrusive thoughts and over and over again, they could somehow rewire it with this Neuralink, I probably would have done it.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that avenue with it, because you think about people with PTSD, mm-hmm. or you think about, like, could it do anything for your health even? Could it rewire? Because
maybe it could rewire your, a lot of people's crutch is hunger or
right.
food. Maybe yep. it could rewire that food crutch. Instead of being a food crutch, it could rewire it into an exercise crutch. Something healthy. You right. know what I mean?
Interesting. So maybe there could be a benefit there, but...
I think so, but it also could be used in a very, very, very villainous way.
But also, I would assume it has to be connected to the internet, right? Like,
I don't
you
know.
Have 5G just living in your brain?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, could you make phone calls and not even really have earbuds in and things of that nature? Because
if you have that in your brain, I mean, we're talking cancer. So how do you, I don't know. There's a lot there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will not volunteer.
But I, like I said, when I was on my very bad path and I thought there was, that was it, I would have done it 100%, especially if that was something that they could promise to help fix.
Yeah.
I would have fucking jumped at it.
That's interesting. I didn't think about it that way. Moving on from Neuralink. Totally different topic. You ready?
Yeah. Even though I just so y'all know, I butchered the hell out of one of my parts and we have to cut it all out. It was 15.
Nobody would have known had you not said anything.
The unholy union is all about honesty.
Transparency.
It's transparency.
I just want to highlight this. I think it's time for true crime people to put their expertise to the test.
Like true crime podcasters or
anybody who enjoys that shit. I'm not one of them, but good on you if you are. It is your time to shine, is my point. The U.S. released a new warning to travelers pertaining to the Bahamas capital that has had 18 murders since January of 2024. So the month of January, there have been 18 murders.
In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. Now, they're
destination place.
Right. So they're telling travelers to be on high alert, you know, stay safe, all those things. They're saying that it's related to gang violence more than it is like an act of terror, you know, any of the other types of.
It's not like a serial killer.
Right. Well, yeah. That's what they're saying. But so as far as gang violence goes, I think it's time, though, for the true crime people. Like, they can come out and try and solve this mystery of who's doing what. And no,
I don't think so. I don't think anybody should go there right now.
No, you can do it from afar. People are solving things in podcasts and on TV.
Yeah, use your Neuralink to transport over to the Bahamas.
But I wanted to talk about what the highest murder rate in the world is. I want you to guess the top five.
Brazil.
You think Brazil's in the top five?
I think so.
It is not.
What?
The site I'm looking at is datapandas.org.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is a bonjour.
Stop. It came from that site, and it relates to the rankings related to crime and the homicide rate per 100,000 people. So Brazil was wrong. You want to try again?
Yeah. What is it? Not number one. Start from five.
Okay. So number five at 37.79.
Mexico's up there.
37.79 per 100,000 people. Okay.
Is Mexico up there?
No. Belize is number five.
Okay.
Honduras is number four.
Huh.
Lesotho? I don't know what that is.
You sound like you said something like Mike Tyson.
Lesotho. I didn't know that was a country. This is how uncultured I am. Lesotho is number three. You want to try and guess two and one?
No.
Two is Jamaica.
That's surprising to me.
I thought so, too. It is a destination place.
Right.
But it's number two on the crime list for homicides. And then number one, El Salvador, at 52.02.
I'm not surprised by that.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
Almost, 52 people per 100,000.
Yeah, I had a friend, a family friend, that one of his relatives, or no, I think it was his wife. She's from El Salvador. And I can't remember. She said that I think one of her nephews or her brother was just found in her front yard, stab wounds, dead. And that was like the norm.
Right.
Because of gang violence and stuff like that.
Insane. So I guess the point in what I'm trying to say is be careful when you travel. Like just
don't go anywhere.
I mean, if you're going to go somewhere, just be mindful of where you are. Stay in resorts.
And don't get any unmarked cars.
Right. No Liam Neeson's coming to find you.
Right. What was that show we watched? Locked Up Abroad or something like that? Wasn't there one about it wasn't even being locked up, but it was people being kidnapped in the Philippines by Al-Qaeda? You don't remember that? We watched it. It was years ago we watched it. But the Philippines.
I can barely remember yesterday.
Me too. But the Philippines, I guess, because there's so many, there's thousands of islands there. There's Al-Qaeda sects.
Mm-hmm.
Sects, not sex.
Move on.
But there's a bunch there in these, I think it was Americans, I think. They got kidnapped for ransom because people see Americans and they think money.
Uh-huh.
Well, one didn't make it. I think he got his head cut off, but.
That was a really long way to get to that point.
I'm just saying, you travel anywhere, it's seems very fucking scary. Right. I'm just going to stay here.
No, you need to stay in marked areas like resorts.
I'm going to stay among Florida Man.
Man, I can't wait for the Florida Man games.
Yes.
But speaking of television and TV, I am so freaking excited.
What if I'm hot?
Stranger Things season six. Six? Five.
They're not kids anymore.
Next season. True. And one of the creators actually joked that they would actually use like CG instead of the kids because they won't look like kids.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for this show. Like the storyline, the graphics, the like all of it. So excited. Now, there's one character they're talking about may not come back into the fold like they were before. And that makes me really upset. I can't say too much. But I'm sure people who are interested will research it. But and it really makes me sad. It makes me so sad.
Well, that's a Netflix show. And speaking of another Netflix show, they're redoing Avatar, The Last Airbender. That comes out this month, February. And because it's coming out so soon, Netflix has, they're starting to pull the curtain back a little bit.
Yep.
There, obviously, there's going to be changes. Everybody knows when you redo something, there's always changes.
I'm dreading it.
Well, they just released some stuff that they're changing. They're bringing in the sister of Zuko.
Azula.
And the dad.
I'm letting my nerd flag fly right now. Let's go.
And Fire Lord Ozai.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing them in sooner. And they're fleshing out Zuko's story sooner. But that means that they're taking away airtime from Aang and Katara and Sokka.
Good job.
That's bullshit.
I agree.
Because the big part of the show was their little misadventures that they would go on.
Right.
They would go on these random ads. It was like, it didn't make sense. But
let's be clear. Like, obviously, the first round of The Last Airbender was cartoon-based, right? And people were attached to those voice actors, specifically Rufio from
Peter Pan. Hook.
Yep, from the Hook movie. People loved him as Zuko. Like, obsessed with him as Zuko.
Mariana.
So it's like almost in their mind, people are obsessed with Zuko. Yes, but because of the voice actor who was behind it. Right. I mean, what you had in that show is going to be damn near impossible to replicate.
They can't replicate it. And I think that's why they're making these changes. But part of the show was their little misadventures where they would go off on these random side quests.
Right.
And it fleshed out their stories, but now they're taking, from what I read, they're taking some of that away. It's I'm concerned.
Well, I also have concerns about Beetlejuice 2.
That's coming out?
That is coming out.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Oh!
Oh my God! The facial expression!
I know nothing about this movie other than I just saw an ad.
Can I talk about Beetlejuice 2 for like 10
minutes? Wait. You said remake. Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal is coming out.
It's an Amazon show, and it's not apparently going to be free, or an Amazon movie, and it's not going to be free, and the writer-creator is pissed. Someone is pissed. Whoever did the show, like, I don't know if it was a director, producer, writer, creator, whoever is pissed at Amazon.
That's not going to be free.
So much to the point that I can't remember if it was the writer-creator or if it was Jake Gyllenhaal. I read an article, actually approached Bezos and was like, what the fuck? And Bezos was like, I don't give a shit.
Bezos has nothing to do with that stuff anymore.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on my, well, how much was this boat? Whatever. Anyway, Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to have Jenna Ortega in it. Wednesday Adams, if anybody doesn't know who that actress is. It's also going to have all the throwback characters like Scarlett. No, what the heck is her name? Kevin! What the heck is her name?
O'Hara.
It is O'Hara, right?
Catherine.
Catherine O'Hara?
Catherine O'Hara.
Okay, whatever. Her. And, you know, the original Beetlejuice and the other girl, Winona Ryder. So, like, all of the original characters are going to be in it, but they're adding Jenny as the daughter, and now that's Beetlejuice's interest? I'm like, I love Beetlejuice. I do. I love that movie. I have to watch it every Halloween. But can we do something different? Like,
or stop tainting old stuff.
Well, bring Beetlejuice into a new family. Like, you don't have to have him go after the daughter. I don't know. Ew. Ew. I have the ick. Ooh, did you hear that? I sound like a Gen Z. I've got the ick.
You sus.
Total cap. Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
All of this said, I was wondering if you could guess the most streamed 2023 shows.
Suits.
Yes. Good job. It was. Suits was number one.
Yeah, I know, because that was like a viral. I mean, it got so big, they're bringing it back.
They're trying. Lots of negotiations are going awry right now.
They got it.
Not in the last article that I read.
Really?
Yeah, they're going back and forth with the actors and the creators, and it's a mess right now. But I am fingers crossed that show comes back. It is so good.
I liked it a lot. It was like a non-violent corporate, espionage type show. It was really cool.
Can watch it in front of your kids and not feel guilty.
Right. Well,
90% of the time.
The bang-a-lang scenes.
Right. But yeah.
That happens.
Me, my parents, and my sister, we used to call it SC, sexual content. Cover your eyes.
Oh, my God.
The SC's coming. Cover your eyes.
What about your ears? Just left them open. You can hear everything.
You hear all the spaghetti making.
Jinx. Jinx. This is fucking ridiculous. Lens.
Thanks. So, but can you guess what number two was?
Oh, no. Probably not. Most streamed.
If you don't get this, I will be so upset with
Maisel?
You. No.
I didn't think it would be Maisel. So that, I feel like that trailed
off. You're going to have to be all in on this show.
All in?
Mm-hmm.
All in the family?
No.
Joking. I don't know.
Bluey.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Bluey was one of the top most streamed shows of 2023.
That's not surprising.
I love that show. What do I want to say? I love that show. Like, I feel like it is not just a kid show. It is a family show.
100%. There's stuff in there for parents. 100%. Every episode, there's parents stuff. Like, yep. That episode with Bandit, the dad, seemed like a mental health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
He was letting something bring him down, and he was working through it with his kids and wife.
Yep.
It was such a good episode, but our kid loved it.
Well, they talk about one of the sisters not being able to have kids. They talk about, breaking up with breaking up with couples. They talk like,
oh,
there's
yeah.
so much to it that it's beyond just a kid's show.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's definitely a big storyline behind it for adults and everything.
And they do it all in 7 minutes.
I know.
I don't understand.
They need to make a Bluey movie that's like 5 hours long.
Oh my God.
I would watch the shit out of
five it. Hours.
Yeah.
Or just make an hour-long episode?
No.
For a whole series?
5 hours.
Okay, calm down. But they also said in this article that I'm reading that nostalgia was big in 2023, meaning NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, Big Bang Theory, Gilmore Girls, and Friends were all also in the top streaming list.
It sounds to me like new TV is suck.
Exactly. Everyone is nostalgic, but we don't want remakes.
Right.
Make something as good as that.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, we don't want remakes because we don't want you to taint that our nostalgia.
Right.
Why would you want somebody to come in and ruin Friends?
Right.
Like, they did that whole reunion thing, and that was some trash.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was sad because Perry, he came out and he was saying things like, I haven't heard from any of these guys.
Right.
It's like you guys spent the beginning of your acting careers. Well, how many years was that show? Nine? Or it was like they were together for like 9 years or something like that.
Yep.
And they left, they left Friends and never talked to each other again. It's fucked up.
Crazy.
So messed up.
But overall, it just seems like the idea of nostalgia, people take that as let's do remakes because people are so nostalgic. It's like, no. We're nostalgic because everything sucks right now.
Well, but the truth is, though, is it is a cash grab and people will go see it.
Yeah, and we'll be disappointed and we'll hate them.
I know, but you already spent your money.
I hate them.
You were like that with Beauty and the Beast.
True. Yeah, pretty much all the Disney movies.
I know. I'm just saying that it's a cash grab and it works.
And I'm going to watch the new Airbender and I'm going to be so mad and disappointed.
Me too. I'm going to watch it and it's going to taint the old one and I'm going to be pissed and I don't know.
We just do it to ourselves.
I will keep paying for Netflix.
Total misery. I think to close off, I have stated it before that I have started reading again. Like, it's one of the things that I've always loved to do, and I got out of it just because life is busy, right?
And you're a nerd.
For sure. I have read a total of 8 books so far since January 1st, and my goal is 50.
You'll get it, as long as you keep the momentum.
I think so, too. I mean, I'm already well ahead of the pace, right? So I feel like I can do this. It's obtainable. It's something that I can do. However, I need more book recommendations. Like, I feel like my TBR list is about 200. My to be read list is about 200.
So why do you need book recommendations? Holy crap. I think I might be having a stroke.
Okay, good night. I want more recommendations because there's always something good out there, right? There's always the next best thing. So any recommendations you got, send them to me.
But you have a to-be-read list of 200.
Your point?
If you want to read 50 books a year, that's 4 years. I did math.
So you're not having a stroke. Congratulations.
Yeah, I was a test. And I passed, so I'm good. No hospital for me tonight.
I'm still getting Kindle Achievement Awards. Like, I feel motivated. I'm going to do this. It's going to happen.
Okay. I believe you.
But I need you to jump on the bandwagon.
I'm not reading. I don't want to.
Okay.
I have been playing Fortnite with our kiddo. And it has been hilarious.
It really has, listening to you guys. It's quite funny.
Oh, yeah. We only play the, you know, E for Everyone experiences, but it cracks me up so bad. There'll be skeletons chasing after us, and we're both screaming at each other, like, run!
Well, between that, Roblox, and what's the new thing?
Adventure Quest.
Those are the 3 things that you guys play together, and it is funny to listen to you guys.
Oh, yeah. We team up. When we don't team up, it's not good, because then we start wanting to fight each other in real life.
Is that what's happening?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we start getting mad at each other in real life, and I'm like, all right, we got to turn this off and start doing team-up games, because this is not going to work. But just to say that we both are very competitive. This whole family is very competitive. It's to our detriment sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to have the last word?
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unholy Union podcast.
Want to be a super fan? Join the Unholy Union Patreon for ad-free early access to all of our episodes at patreon.com/unholyunion.
For more Unholy Union content, check out our social media at Unholy Union Cast on Instagram and Twitter. We also have Facebook and TikTok.
Want to support the podcast? Rock some merch. Check out our merchandise store on our site at store.unholyunionpodcast.com.
See you at the next episode.
It's what you do with the things you love.